Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 142. And girlies, I gotta say it, I needed this. I'm really excited to film today. I just feel like I needed a sesh. I need a podcast sesh.
You missed me.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm just kidding.
I really do feel like this is such a nice escape. I've said it before, but like, you know, sometimes you just need it.
Can I just tell you, I passed an Instagram the other day and it was like things to say when someone you're talking to starts gossiping.
Oh God, what did they say?
It was like ways to like redirect the conversation. And I was like,
why would you do that?
The comments passed the vibe check because they were all like, I suggest, tell me more. Tea.
I'm sorry. I know that there is some mean-spirited gossip for sure. Maybe we've towed the line there before, but I would say that gossip is human
healthy.
Nature. Like, I feel like if you don't gossip, you're gossiping in your brain. You're just not letting it out because humans are judgmental and it's not in a way that it's like, I'm better than you. It's like, kind of like, no, we're all shitty, but let's talk about it and let's see how we can be less shitty. Or, you know, what we can learn from that situation. And some of the things we've talked about is not gossip at all, you know?
Yeah, well, and also I think we also talk about like things going on. So like, yes, it's gossip, but it's also like current events. Also, I think it's good to talk about stuff like that because you see what other people are thinking too. Like if we talk about a situation and be like, am I the only one that thinks this or do you think that too?
And sometimes I am the only one that thinks it. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's what I think it's important to be like, oh shit, nope, everyone's not on the same page.
Yeah. Okay. Or I was telling this to Lily, we were texting about it and I was like, it's so interesting to me how the entire internet that I'm witnessing, like while I'm pulling links or something, is on one side of something. Then we post something and then our audience is on the other side. I'm like, okay. Like we have a very, very different audience than a lot of the communities we're like pulling, you know, information or topics from. And it's just interesting.
For example, last week, the Raven and her wife situation was very heated comment section.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like mad at us, but just like,
no,
a lot of opinions.
A lot of differing opinions.
Yeah. It's weird though, because like something like that, first of all, we weren't like particularly passionate about it. Yeah. Like it was kind of like, oh shit, there's no other topics really that are going on right now. And we picked that because like everyone else was talking about it. But then I feel like a lot of the comments are like, this is stupid. And I'm like, well, I agree, but we can talk about anything also. So
we can, but also it had gone viral and like so many people, the TikToks that I had thought about playing for you guys had hundreds of thousands of likes. Like this is a very, very talked about thing on TikTok. So I was like, oh, okay, let's talk about it. Might as well, there's nothing else. And people were very much like, why is anyone talking about this? I was like, well, I don't know. You asked them, not me.
Right? I saw some people clock this in the comments too. And I had seen it while I was editing.
Oh no.
But I was too tired to film an update and it didn't seem like it was that important. That Raven said that she wasn't in the third Xenon.
Oh yeah.
But it turns out she wasn't in the second one, which is so strange that they were like, Raven, not Raven, Raven. I mean, I assume she was busy filming something else probably. But she was very confident that she's like, I'm not in the third one, blah, blah. And I'm like looking up the pictures and I was like, really, Raven? You don't remember?
The thing is, it has really been a long time, which a lot of people were giving Miranda grace for that too. And they're like, dude, it's been like fucking forever since that happened. I need to be so clear because I think that the thing that was missed, and I maybe should have emphasized it more, is the only reason anybody's talking about this is because it's her wife saying this.
Yes.
Not a random person you're quizzing about what they saw in the 2000s. No offense, but like that, nobody cares about that. Like that's the topic. The topic is how are you married to someone and pretending you've never seen their work and then you're sitting on camera and saying like, I've seen everything. She deserves every Emmy to exist. And it's like, but you haven't seen everything. And we think it's because of that weird dynamic. I don't want to get into it.
No.
But you know what I mean? Like, I just think that I didn't drive it home enough that it's like, it's because it's her wife. Like if you're a random person in the 2000s and you never saw That's So Raven, it's okay. Like, I promise you, I don't care.
So that's why I was like, I'm really not that passionate about it. I don't really care if you've watched Raven.
Yeah.
The Xenon thing, though, I found myself defending Miranda because I feel like there's so many things that I've seen and then, like, not seen for, like, over a decade. And then I watch it again later and I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize that's who that was because they didn't get big until afterwards. But then I rewatched that clip, like, a longer portion of the clip we watched. And during that interview, because I kept being like, no, I don't think she means now. But then she literally goes on to be like, you were in the first one?
I'm telling it's you.
Like, Miranda, shut up.
Yeah, it just seemed very weird behavior for her wife. Not a random person. You're married to this person for over 5 years. Like, I just have questions. That's it. And I think the answer is that she's putting on this weird act because Raven likes it. And that's it.
The other answer is we don't care.
No, we don't care. And that's why we're going to move on. So anyway, Lily has gathered some topics today. What do you got, Queen?
I don't know if we're going to have time for all three, but let's start with the one that I definitely want to do. And then we can see which one we want to do afterwards.
Sounds good to me.
It all, actually not all of it, but two of them are what you might call obscure TikTok dramas. Do you know anything about the time traveler?
Nothing about the time traveler, a little bit about the pregnant one, and definitely I know all of the trade me.
What are your thoughts on time travel?
I don't know if this is just because I've had a hard day or what, but all I can think of is everybody's been tagging me in that clip of that skit that looks like JoJo Siwa. And it's like proof that time traveling is real. And it's like someone that's dressed literally like JoJo Siwa in her music video doing like an SNL skit. You haven't seen that?
Oh, the SNL skit. Wait, what does that have to do
with hold on. I'm going to send it to you really quick so you can see what I'm talking about. It says, proof of JoJo Siwa being a time traveler from 1989. You're going to tell me that's not JoJo Siwa?
Wait, this is actually a clip from 1989?
Yes. Oh my God, not it like being actual proof to you that time traveling is
a real thing. Like, wow, oh my God.
Yeah, it's just someone that looks just like JoJo Siwa in her music video. So then people are joking and being like, proof that time traveling exists.
That's kind of hilarious because it feels like this is literally like where her inspiration
probably
came from.
It might have been.
Like, it has to be.
That clip just came to mind. But what I think about time traveling, I really can't say that I've thought about it too much. I don't know that it's real. I know that there's some people that have said really bizarre things that kind of add up and are strange.
Oh, like proof of like them predicting something to happen.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever seen any like solid evidence of time traveling that really has convinced me. Is that what we're about to see?
No.
Oh, okay. Period.
So I haven't ever thought too much about it. I can't even recall any like incidents where it's like someone predicted something and it came true. But I do enjoy conspiracy TikTok. Some of conspiracy TikTok. Some of it is just like, oh my God, are you people okay? But some of the interesting things I've seen on there, it definitely like opened my mind a little to like, I don't feel confident in being like, yes, I think it's real. But also, I'm not going to take a hard stance against it, specifically because I've seen a lot of videos about like portals and stuff having to do with like audio frequencies, specifically like ancient ruins and stuff. I don't know where this was like documented, but it was about people that went up to like ancient ruins that were a man-made kind of situation, and they had some little like musical instrument, and it was like able to like cause a ripple in the, I don't know science enough to know any of the terminology here, but it like opened up like a portal of some kind. So it was like they could travel. And also, I don't even know if that necessarily is like time traveling as much as it is teleporting, almost. I feel like I'm going to sound like a fucking nut job.
I'm just trying to figure out where the fuck this is going to go. I'm so confused. So
basically, stuff like that and like the science behind it and how like we're in a simulation, and like there's a lot of like declassified CIA documents and stuff that imply that there's certain things that are possible.
I can't think too much into that. That just drives me over the edge.
I think there's things to be explored there. But I passed this. It's, I think his first video was about a week ago.
Oh God, I'm scared.
This dude's coming onto my property to what looks like rob my house, but it actually turns out he is a time traveler. Let me show you.
What?
I literally can't even make this up. Like, if I...
So, first of all, sorry to pause already, but I'll explain more in a second, but, like, I don't know why he jumps to time traveler from this clip. That doesn't really make sense to me.
If I wanted to make this up, it blows my mind. This just happened yesterday. So, as you could see, he's wandering around my backyard. I don't know what he's trying to do. Now he's like thinking like where to go, and he actually ends up going into my shed. So you can see he opens it, goes into the shed. So I'm fast forwarding the time so you can see there's no movement. He never leaves the shed. And I'm talking on the camera. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Why are you in my shed? Never answers. He never leaves the shed. I literally was watching it the whole time. So I end up calling the police. You could see in the last one, the police coming through the front yard. And then here's the police coming into the backyard. And you could see they literally go inside. They go inside and I'm talking to them. Then they go inside again. Like they're inside there. And they come out and he's not there. And like I've been watching this backdoor camera the whole entire time and he never left. I really watched the camera the whole time. He never left. Police didn't see him in there. And like it blows my mind. Like I don't know if there's a tunnel in my shed in the backyard.
Like El Chapo.
Teleported. I don't know where this guy went or why he went in that shed. Let me know what you think because I'm like perplexed, flabbergasted.
So the tunnel situation, absolutely, that would make sense. Like, it'd be crazy, but like, it makes sense.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Why would you jump to time travel?
Yeah, bit of a leap, I'll say. Yeah, I think so too. I think that this is like maybe a secret fantasy of his that he's like in Back to the Future or something. My theory here is not as exciting. I also have a Ring doorbell. You have a Ring doorbell. There are gaps. He is claiming that he knows and he's been seeing the camera the entire time, but what he's going through is different shots. It's not one consecutive shot to show. In between those shots, there are gaps that the camera doesn't account for, even if there's motion. It sometimes does not pick it up. There will be times where something happens or someone delivers something.
But that's he said he had it on live view though.
I don't believe.
So
I mean,
was recording all of it.
Let's say that's true. Let's say that he was watching it live. He didn't take his eyes off of it for 1 second. I don't know.
No, but if you have it live, then you can review everything you watched live.
But what he's showing is not a one live long consecutive thing. It's little processing. You know when it says like processing and it's like a little clip and then there's another one and another one?
Yeah.
That's what he's showing us, not one long clip.
That's true.
I'm just saying because I've missed things in my own Ring footage. For instance, it'll show me when someone's at my door, but it didn't show them walking in. You know, shit like that. Like that'll happen
for
sometimes.
For sure, for sure. The only reason is because he had it in the live view that he's allegedly claiming that he was watching it the whole time. Yeah.
It is weird that he jumped to time traveler though, I will say.
Right. I'm like, because there's no, like, why would you say teleporting? Sure, fine. But time travel?
Not
why?
That would be any better.
It does end up making sense, which makes me question the order of how he filmed this. Because then he posts this.
Have an update regarding the time traveler.
By the way, context, he owns like a real estate company. So this isn't a house that he like lives in. This is 5 hours away from him and it's an Airbnb. So a lot of people are like, oh my God, is this just like promo for the Airbnb? Which like maybe, but also like, what? That's why would you...
That would make me want to book an Airbnb more, I have to say.
Right? I'm like, it's not very enticing. Like, it's a shed. I mean, maybe now that it's been viral, but that's why he's like watching, but he hasn't gone there yet. And he says he's going this weekend. So we'll have an update next episode, hopefully. Until then, he's just been watching the Ring footage.
That went into my shed and disappeared. And this is going to blow a lot of people's minds. And if you're still denying that this is real at this point, this is going to change your mind.
Okay.
So just a quick recap. This guy walks around my backyard, goes to my shed, opens the door, goes inside and disappears. Called the cops came, they went in the shed twice. He wasn't in there. They looked, I looked like an insane guy.
Sorry, what he's doing right now is he's shifting through the non-motion detected like time, which is not accurate. It's not one long footage, just so you know. Like, it looks like he's going through every second, but it doesn't actually record every second. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a weird thing that Ring does. Like, it's not recording constantly. It only records and has, like, accurate footage when there's motion detected. Otherwise, it's just kind of like the general vibe of a time frame.
But I will say that, I mean, yes, it's possible that it missed it, but the way that the camera is set up, like, it's a very, like, open yard that he'd have to be crossing to get out.
He could have gone right, like when he got out of the shed, to the left, like really a quick left outside of the shed, and
like
left.
He shows a picture at some point. It's like a,
oh,
I don't know. It seems like it would be strange that it didn't pick it up.
All right, I believe you.
But this is actually where it got wild, and I was like, wait, what? Is this real?
Oh God. Okay.
And you can see he never came back until the next day, right here. Notification on my camera that there's somebody in my backyard, and this guy leaves my shed. And he looks right at the camera too.
Rewind that.
I'll do it.
But here's the craziest part. This looks like the same guy, maybe, glasses, whatever. Let's look at the other guy. This was the other guy. He noticeably aged. Looks like the same guy, but aged. So him again, and now him.
It does look like the
same facial features, whiter hair. So I don't even know.
But older. Literally though, it really does. To the point that I almost saw this and was like, is he wearing like a mask or something?
No, that's not a mask.
And then I was like, no, that literally though, it looks very much like the same guy.
It looks like the first person that came in, but older.
Yes.
Huh. This is a weird conundrum.
Right.
I don't know.
So that's why I said, because I was telling Jesse that this is something we should cover. I was like, but maybe we wait till the next episode because like he hasn't gone there yet and there's going to be an update, hopefully, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, like we'll just do an update then later. I was like, yeah, but it's just going to leave people kind of like, you're like, huh? So tell me more, which is why it has so many views. So I would say it's maybe fake and he somehow found like maybe it was a father-son acting duo that he hired. But
that seems like such a stretch.
Well, and he owns a real estate company, which I double check. He's worked in real estate always. So it's like this would be a really weird departure. It'd be like those people that do like vlogs, but then suddenly have like a random one-off ghost experience and then never do again.
Right. Yeah. This doesn't seem like it would give him a lot of business with any Airbnb or anything like that. Well, that's not necessarily true. If people thought there was time travelers coming in the backyard, they might want to book.
I guess, but it's just kind of it would be a very weird marketing ploy.
Oh, I know. This is weird. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
At this point, somebody explain this. He literally left the same shed. You saw the camera I put before. There was no movement that whole night. Then the next day, this guy leaves the shed, looks right at the camera like he knows, and he looks noticeably older. I don't know, something's going on. Somebody explain what's going on in my shed. I'll be going there in about a week to give a tour, since a lot of people are asking. But yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't even know what to think. Did he time travel? Is this a different person? Who is this new guy? Is it the same guy? Let me know what you think.
I would be more concerned if it's not a time traveler. I'd be like, why are so many people intruding on my property? What is going on?
And going in this random ass shed that is like not very enticing.
Yeah, like what's so appealing about this shed? I need to take it out.
Exactly.
Like what's the deal? So did he post those pretty close together? Because you said like, why did he jump to time traveler? I'm wondering if he posted them like very close together and that's why he immediately was like, a time traveler came into my backyard.
That's what I said. I was like, it makes me question the order and like what time he shot everything.
Yeah.
Because like if he shot both of these, but then just like wanted to tease it in the first one.
Okay.
And
yeah,
not.
I agree.
Otherwise, why the fuck would you assume time travel after the first one? If there was no passing of time being shown, then why would you say time travel?
I think if he had the evidence from the second video of like the younger guy getting older and there's this whole thing, which is so bizarre.
It's crazy.
It's even more bizarre if he hired actors. So I don't even care which way this goes. This is the weirdest thing ever. Yeah. But also, if he had the context from that old man coming out of the shed, then it makes sense that when he made his first video to present it to people, because maybe he didn't even plan on presenting it to people, he would say there was a time traveler in my backyard. You know what I mean? Because he's like, it's like a package deal.
Why wouldn't he have included that in the first video then? Besides just to like get more views.
I was like, because there's part two. Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't do it for the second one. That's true.
I don't think these are all necessarily in order, but context wise, I'm putting them in order that makes the most sense. Here's him showing prior to the guy going in, and it has audio before he goes in and stuff.
A lot of people wanted to see the full video of what this guy does before going into my shed and disappearing and teleporting, whatever. So this is the full video with sound. So you hear if he talks. He does talk at some point here. I've watched this so many times to see. But you can see him like wandering around. Like he throws up his arms. He's about to talk. See, he talks right there. He says, damn. Like, what is he looking for? Like, he's being super mysterious. And then he goes into the shed. So he's wandering around, then goes into the shed. and closes the door there.
The fact that he closes the door is so strange. It's a laundry room. What would he be doing in there? Drugs, maybe? I guess it is in Florida.
Yeah, I literally was like, drugs. Yeah, I honestly, the first thought that I had.
But why would you go was drugs. To, I don't know, it seems like an interesting choice of venue.
He may be homeless and then just like found a random place to do drugs. I personally, like when he was closing the shed, the way that the light hits everything in the camera, it's kind of hard to see that door opening and closing. Actually,
and it's funny you say that because it does open and close several times in the footage.
Oh, okay.
From just like the wind.
Yeah.
Because he said there's no latch on the door.
I feel like somebody could sneak out of there. Maybe I'm wrong. I just think that the initial video was starting to film, like it was detected by the Ring camera because he came so much closer in the view of the camera. But if he had left through the shed in the back, I mean, then you throw in the monkey wrench of the old guy who kind of looks like him coming in, and that's a completely separate thing.
But before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Honeylove.
Do you know that feeling when you get home from a really long day and the first thing you want to do is rip off your bra because it's so uncomfortable? Yeah. Well, with Honeylove, you're never going to experience that again.
I would say it's the equivalent of wanting to put my hair
up. Yes, exactly. And honestly, I mean, I said this the last time we talked about Honeylove, the most comfortable bra I have ever worn. I have worn it in every episode since. There is no episode I have not worn my Honeylove bra. It's honestly just so comfortable. It doesn't have those underwires. I wear the Silhouette bra, if you're wondering. And it's just my go-to. I wear it every single day of my life.
Well, and then the fact that they also have all of the matching shapewear to go with it. And as Jesse said, it's one bra you'll actually really enjoy wearing and want to wear all the time, especially if you're tired of the bulging that happens in the back with bras that shows through like everything you wear and it's awful. Yeah, this doesn't have that.
Oh, I know a thing or two about a bulge. But it doesn't just stop there because Honeylove has more than just bras. They have their shapewear, but they also have things like tanks and leggings, which are also super comfortable and nice.
Honeylove has you covered for your everyday look, your workouts, your weddings, and basically anything you need to go to.
So if you guys want to experience the most glorious ta-ta experience of your life, you can go to honeylove.com/DWKT, and that's going to get you 20% off. Okay, so now's the time if you've been wanting to try Honeylove.
And after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them from. Tell them the girlies sent you.
Please, it helps us a lot. Thank you so much to Honeylove for sponsoring this episode. That's why it started recording, because you see how close he is to the camera. Like, it's obvious to see it's something passing. But once he goes to the shed, you can almost barely see the door opening and closing. Like, I feel like it's so far away from the camera.
I will be there in about a week, so I will do it then. But there's no windows. There's only one door, and the door latches on the outside. So there's only one way to keep the door closed. So a lot of people were commenting saying, you know, the door opened again. Why is the door moving? And that's because the wind is moving the door, and it's been very windy in Florida. Let me know what you think he was doing, because he was looking pretty sus wandering around like that.
Oh, here's the old guy. He shows him leaving out of the front yard, which is also, it's so weird.
So the time traveler leaves the shed the next day and goes off screen. And a lot of people think I'm hiding the front camera footage of him leaving because they think this is a skit. So let's look at the front camera and see where he goes. To the front camera, you can see him walking to the front. I did turn off the sound because all the cars driving by, so it's loud, but he's whistling. He's like, I can't whistle, but he's whistling. But yeah, he's looking sus. He walks out the gate. He's looking back at the house. Like, I don't know what he's looking at. You know, suspiciously crosses the street. And then there's a car here. And this is a really weird interaction that's about to happen, because he goes up to this car, looks through the passenger window, and then just continues walking. I can't even make this up. Like, I don't know what he's doing. And then he literally just walks off, and that's the end of him. Like, that's the last I've seen of him. Now, this part's a little creepy, because when he looked through the car, it looked like nobody was in the car. Like, that car was sitting there for a little bit. But then right as he walks off the screen, the car then turns, does a little three-point turn, and drives off. And it's really suspicious. Like, the car's following him now. I know exactly what people are gonna say, because I've been dealing with this since I post these videos. Everybody's gonna say, why is the gate open when he leaves? People are gonna say, oh, the gate's open because he must have come in through the gate, right? You know, some stuff like that. He came in through the gate was left open. So let me debunk that before that's, you know, even commented. The gate was actually left open by my cleaner. So you could see, the day before, like 24 hours before, the gates open. Midnight of that same day, like right before this whole thing happened, he came out of the shed, the gates open. See, at 9 a.m., my cleaner's there again, the gates open. 10 a.m., Gate's still open. That's why the gate is open there. He didn't open it. It was already open.
I feel like that would have, that's the last thing. People leave the gates open.
Yeah, it could just be something that stays
open.
Like,
that wasn't a super damning thing. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Where is he going? Who's in that car? It looks like that car is empty, right? You can't even see anybody in that driver's seat. So what are they doing in that car? You know, does he know that person?
No.
And then, you know, why does he look back at the house like that? You know, like, who is this guy? So, you know, is it the guy that died in 2018? Is what? That who it is? Like,
I'll get to that. This is out of order because I wanted to show you all the footage first.
I do want to say he doesn't strike me right off the bat. Like, I can't tell just from looking at this that he is lying for sure. Like, I genuinely do think this happened and he's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like he's doing it for any other reason.
Okay, so now the theories. Someone, I guess I actually haven't watched the guy that posted the video, but I did do a little bit of a deep dive into it myself and I found some weird shit. Basically, another TikToker made a video with a theory because they found someone that looks very much like him.
You still don't believe the story about the time traveler that went into my shed, disappeared, and then came back in the future? This video is gonna change your mind. There's so much evidence supporting this theory. This guy named Matty Ice, he's been looking into this a lot. It's funny because he actually made a skit on part one, kind of like making fun of me, but now he's come around to actually looking into this because this is real. So he's been looking into this story and he found some crazy evidence. To start this off, I don't support reaching out to anybody's families or anything like that. This is all speculative, but evidence kind of makes sense. So what he did is he did a reverse image search and he found this guy who looks pretty similar to our boy here. The crazy part is this guy was obsessed with time travel. And you can see nine years ago, he used to post on blogs talking about time travel and how it works. So he graduated from Harvard University, which is, you know, obviously impressive. So this guy knew his stuff. He was obsessed with time travel and he looks like our guy. So it's like, okay, it's probably him then, right? This guy died in 2018, 6 years ago, which, by the way, how is 2018 6 years ago? That's crazy in its own. Seriously. But 6 years ago, this guy died. But he looks the same, and he was obsessed with time travel. He also found this, which is family members saying they miss him and that they, you know, love him and stuff like that in November 2018. He also found this, which is the same thing talking about his death, July of 2017.
What? I think the girl had a picture of him on her Facebook already, and then she edited the caption to now be
that. Makes sense.
This one also says he died in July of 2018, but then they posted in 2017. It's possible that they edited this text to, you know, give him a shout out how he passed away. Maybe his picture was posted beforehand, but still a little fishy, right? He also found this interview notes, which I guess he was interviewed and somebody took notes of the interview. And in this interview, he was talking about his obsession with sound and time travel and how everything like that works in another dimension. This is all speculative.
So I went on an unhinged deep dive last night.
Oh, that, God. You're like, so this in particular set me over the deep end. First and foremost, do you think he looks like the guy?
Yeah.
I think they just look like two older men.
I feel like they have a lot of similarities.
Okay.
So I found the LinkedIn, and when you clicked like the contact for it, he had a few websites linked. And actually, I'm just realizing now that one of them is in this interview where he mentions it. And none of them are active now, but using the Wayback Machine, I went and checked them out. And they go back to like early 2000s, late 90s even. And I can't even describe, like, I don't even know what I was looking at for half of it. When I tell you this guy's websites, they're just like filled with all this information and so much like science and research from other people. And it's all like aggregated into this like very visual.
Wow.
Like, it's so insane to me that anyone would have even the time to do it. He had like a lot of weird art that was all like science based with like patterns and stuff. And like what I said earlier, how the whole sound thing that like frequencies can like disrupt the
space-time continuum.
Sure. Yes, we'll go with that. And that's like the key to like opening portals and stuff. But then also what I thought was really weird is that they're, you know, like old websites, they have like sign my guest book.
No.
Well, they do. And you could look back at some of his, like, it had him, like, archived, so it was, like, full years of comments. This is, like, pre-social media. Like, I don't know how people were finding this website, the amount of comments and feedback from seemingly strangers was so odd to me. So he clearly like was someone in the like science space. And it's also interesting because it says that he lives in New Mexico, in Santa Fe specifically. And I weirdly have also researched a lot about New Mexico and Santa Fe because Jeffrey Epstein had a house there, and he has ties to Santa Fe, the Santa Fe Institute, which this guy did as well. Also, Jeffrey Epstein was known for like being besties with a ton of scientists, and they all were like into space, and it all just started overlapping. And I was like, oh, I've seen a lot of this before. And it was like all like a lot of it led back to time travel. If anyone was the person who was time traveling, I would absolutely believe that it was this dude. Further than that, I then decided to do a little quick, not like background check, but I have a few memberships that you can sign up for. It showed that this guy had his past addresses, because also like New Mexico, why would he be in like this random house in Florida?
Wait, you checked the guy who died his past addresses?
Yes.
You were trying to see if maybe the Airbnb was like a house he lived in or something?
Yeah, because at least that would make sense. Like why he would, if he was time traveling, why he would go seek out this place? Like why go to this random shed? His old address was not the Airbnb, but there was one in Sarasota, Florida.
And that's where this is?
I don't know where this is, but I did look at the like view of the house, and it was like not a small house. Mm-hmm. It definitely is not like a dinky little place with a shed in the backyard. It had like a nice pool and was like, it looked like a huge property in a really fancy neighborhood. So not the same house, but I did think it's wild that he did have a residence in Florida at some point when all of his other ones have all been in New Mexico. And some in California too. But like New Mexico to Florida is kind of random. So weird coincidence.
Okay. So I don't know. I guess I'm just getting wrapped up in the fact. I mean, it makes sense. Obviously, he was into time travel. But to me, can you put their picture again? Because I genuinely don't think they look that much alike. Because the guy that was the alleged time traveler is balding.
Like receding, he has hairline, I would say.
This, yes, a receding hairline. Whereas this other time traveler guy does not. And they look to be the same age. Yeah, you see? Pretty receding hairline. No worries, King. Happens to the best of us. They do kind of look alike, actually.
But right?
The hairline's off. Too. The hairline's definitely not matching up, which is a big, you know, it's a big deal.
But this is also kind of hard to see because you can't, it's...
No, you would be able to see if he was balding there. Yeah, no,
that's the hairline.
Uh-uh.
I think the lighting is hard to see because it's kind of blown out.
Unless he lost more hair due to time traveling.
No,
I don't,
look at it.
I don't see it. No, look at the one, the time traveler guy. Is definitely not the scientist, not the one that passed away. The guy that was in the backyard has a way further back hairline.
Look at it, this hairline, though. It goes back like this.
I'm going to say right now, they do look a lot alike.
Right?
The glasses are identical. The face structure is identical, in my opinion. But the hairline's throwing me off.
And like, also, even you can see this kind of lump in his forehead that's there.
Not just that. Look at his pout. Like, the way that he purses his lips that's is the him. Same. Allegedly.
You should have seen me looking through these websites because I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, it seemed like really they do look a lot crazy alike. That like this guy, and also like you can't fake, like I was literally looking at archives from 2000.
Okay, you know what's tripping me out? I'm sorry, I keep looking at the hairline. He does, I see what you're saying now. It does go back here, the same. Uh-huh. But in current day, it looks more receding here in the middle than it did in this picture. However, I don't know how close to death this picture was taken. You know what right? I mean?
Maybe this, he time traveled to like 2005 instead of 2018 when he died.
And maybe time travel causes your hair to fall out. I don't know. I've never done it. But I have to say, now that I'm looking at them side by side, I'm kind of perplexed myself.
It's fucking wild.
This is a bit much. At first, I was completely not on board. And now I'm slightly boarding.
Honestly, I even was like, the fact that he like brought up this guy, I was like, oh, I don't know. The more I looked into it, I was like, those are really weird coincidences.
It's not just about him bringing up a random person. Because you see this all the time. Especially with conspiracy theorists, they will grab someone that slightly looks like another person that has no affiliation, and they're like, this is the person reincarnated.
But the fact that he has a connection to Florida, that he has like this very extensive science background, and
that's what it is,
sound and time travel and gravity and all of it, it's like, what?
I just think it's interesting that he chose an Airbnb shed to do this all in. I will say, I personally, like, I don't believe that much is impossible. Like, I believe in aliens. I am not a conspiracy theorist by any means. But if I see something in front of me that looks a certain way, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, it probably is. Because there's so much I don't know in this life that I'm like, Yeah, this makes sense.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't know the first thing about like high school biology and chemistry, yeah. much less fucking time travel. So I'm not going to pretend to know. And I have seen things in recent years that have at least opened my mind up to the possibility of something maybe existing like that. I opened this guy's website and I saw so many of the different like they are related, but so many of the things that I've seen from like from various sources that all kind of come back to the exact same thing. And I'm like,
I do have to say one thing that I found a little bit strange is younger him, allegedly, which wouldn't it be easy if he was a well-known scientist to find younger photos of him?
He's not a well-known scientist, though. That's the thing. Like that was like a side hobby, which I was like, that's wild that someone had the time to do this.
But if he, like, we know his Facebook or people that have posted him on Facebook, I don't think it would be completely insane to think that there's pictures of him younger out there.
But he died in 2018 when Facebook, there's zero pictures of my dad online.
Yeah, no, I guess it would be a little bit more difficult. Well, what I was saying is that younger him, allegedly, went into the shed with a backpack and he came out without one. So that is weird too, because if it's like part of his little timekeeper or whatever time travel thing, then he would need that backpack. He would need to carry it everywhere. And what, does it involve a washing machine? I need to know. Like, how is he, why?
Unless, here, just spitballing. What if like his time machine thing, like what he needed to travel was in the bag?
Then once he time traveled, it went poof.
It goes with him. Oh no, that doesn't make sense. I was gonna say it goes like, it's like where you time traveled from is where it stays.
No, because then it would have stayed in the laundry room.
Yeah.
Honestly, I will say, if this is nothing, it's very weird.
And there's a lot of coincidences. It's very entertaining, yeah. Regardless.
Yeah.
It is fucking crazy that like, this guy exists.
No.
And that it's that
the side by side is flooring. I do have to say the hairline threw me off, but there could be a lot of elements to that. Their facial structure is the same. And that is really weird.
The forehead, but like, that's such an odd, like,
not even that, everything down to the ears. Like, he has particularly very like ears that are like pressed to his head. You know, a lot of people have like ears that stick out a little bit more, and it's the same. Like, this is so crazy. I know you said that like, oh, he's going to go and update, but like, what's he going to do? Just tour the shed? Like,
I don't know. Maybe someone will like contact this poor guy's family. I don't know. But
oh my God, no.
It almost kind of looks like he's even wearing the same shirt.
Yeah, this is just crazy. It does look a lot like him. At first, when I saw them both, because of the hairline, I know I keep bringing it up, I'm sorry, but that's what initially I was like, that's not him at all. But yeah, the side by side is pretty intense.
It's also, I think the lighting affects both of them. Let's pull up the original one.
The guy?
Yeah. Look at that fucking hairline.
Oh shit. Ugh, I'm tripping out. This is crazy. Okay, so I don't think the hairline, again, matches with this scientist guy, but the hairline absolutely matches the older guy. Like, it looks like that's what it would have looked like receded. What's the fucking odds that the guy would even have glasses? Like, one guy goes in the day before with glasses, the other guy the next day comes out old with glasses. Even if they looked nothing alike, that would be weird. But they do look alike.
Honestly, if this is all fake, it's well done. Hats off to you.
I know. Yeah. And very entertaining. So I do appreciate it. And the fact that he obviously, even if he did fake it, had no idea that this guy would look so similar to a random scientist that was into time travel, or at least assuming he would not know anything about that.
That also once lived in Florida, potentially 5 hours away from where he lived. Like,
I love it. No, yeah. I'm a believer. I have my tinfoil hat on and secured, and I believe that he time traveled in that backyard.
Right? Every video he posted, I was like, interesting. And there's also one more theory that I want to have us watch that I don't really subscribe to this one, and I think it's just a coincidence. Honestly, none of them seem realistic, but this one seems more realistic than this next one.
Just when you thought this story was crazy, it gets even crazier. This next discovery just has way too many coincidences. I don't even know how this is like possible at this point. Like, there's just so many coincidences with this story. In case you don't remember, this guy was a Harvard professor that was obsessed with time travel. He was interviewed about time travel. He posted online about time travel, and he looks exactly like our guy. He died in 2018, so might not be our guy, but this next story is in...
Except you think he's a time traveler, so why would that matter?
Yeah, I was about to say, that's not a problem at all, I don't think.
Same, check this out. Stephen King, you probably know him. He's a well-known author. He's known as the king of horror books. He's very well-known. He does eerily resemble a time traveler, as you can see here, but that's not what this is about. Stephen King is the author of this book called Fairy Tale. He wrote just 2 years ago, so it's very recent. But what this book is about is gonna blow your mind. Like, It's insane. This is a quick disclaimer. I never read this book prior to, you know, making these videos. I don't really read that much. And if I do read, it's more like educational or like real estate books. It's not Same. About like fantasy novels Period. Or Same. Horror. I hate horror. Long story short, what this book is about is there's an older guy. He has a shed in his backyard, and the shed has a staircase in it that leads to another realm with a fountain Uh-oh. Of youth. This is just a quick little snippet. Before his demise, he reveals that he is 120 years old and mentioned a gateway to another realm.
It's giving the Chronicles of Narnia. Like, I don't understand how that doesn't
the
seem like
the Witch in the Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Also, if there was a fountain of youth, then wouldn't he come back younger, not yeah. older?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I think the Harvard guy is way more convincing coincidences than Stephen King.
Are you kidding me?
Right?
I believe it. I am fully invested. He is who was in that shed. I think that it's weird as fuck, and I'm fully convinced it's that guy, like, reincarnated or time traveling, or I don't know. If he died, that's not a problem. He came back. Like, duh. That's how that works.
Traveler.
I have to say, that was very entertaining. I was mm-hmm. intrigued and a little scared. I don't know what I felt, but that was great. I loved that. And we shall see what evidence comes out of him. I mean, I guess he's just going to go in the shed and see if there's like holes dug or something.
Yeah. Well, and then he said he was going to like maybe put a camera in there too. Or like maybe mm-hmm. the backpack's in there.
Well, if they put a camera in there, he's not coming back. I mean, he's not a dumb time traveler. Like, give him some credit. Well,
but so one of the videos has been viewed 11.5 million times. And then the other ones, 4 million, 1.3 million, 2.3 million. The one with this Harvard guy has been viewed 2.3 million times. Do we not think that someone that has some kind of connection to him would maybe reach out?
Maybe, but honestly, I'm super involved in TikTok drama. I always get it. I mean, I don't know if this is drama, but like things that happen on TikTok are always being fed to me on my For You page. And this didn't come up, so I don't know. Like, maybe they just haven't seen it, even though it is widely viewed.
You're not on conspiracy TikTok.
You're right. That is true. But it could have been that they just haven't seen it. Maybe his friends were older. Like, maybe they're just not on TikTok. It could have been a lot of different things.
Yeah. Like, and I don't know if maybe he didn't have any kids, but.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I wonder if anyone has been like, hey,
it would be interesting. Yeah. Like, people who knew him to see if they think it looks like him. Again, I think the hairline's a tad bit off, but everything else is a little bit too spot on.
You see, like, the body language and mm-hmm. how he's walking. And stuff, if that seemed
right. Yeah, someone who knew him would be able to say that. I don't know, we shall see, I suppose. So that was a very interesting venture. Thank you so much for that, Lily.
You're welcome.
Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank the second sponsor of today's episode, and that's Olive and June.
You guys, if you have been watching for a while, you'll realize until we got sponsored by them, I like was never wearing nail polish. I redo them all the time.
Yeah.
And I always say this to Jesse, this is such a specific thing, but I love the width of the brush. It's just like perfect for my size nail. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I get it in one swipe and I'm like, oh my God, that's the best they've ever looked.
Yeah, it's great. And if you guys have been watching for a while, you know I've been using Pink Sands over and over on my toes. Well, I finally changed it to Can't Lose, and this might be my favorite blue to ever exist. It is so beautiful.
One of the things that I've been enjoying is that they have the quick dry one, and you guys, one of my biggest issues with painting my nails, I have zero patience whatsoever. Even today, I was redoing them earlier, and then I needed to put my hair up right after, and I'm like, why do you do this? But it didn't even matter because it dries in like literally a minute. Like,
oh my gosh, amazing. That would be great to use for my daughter because she always messes up her nails immediately.
That is a good equivalence. I have the patience.
You're like
of a
toddler. And the cool thing about Olive and June is they have these amazing little sets, like their manicure set, their pedicure set, their complete set, where they have pretty much anything you could possibly think of that you would need to create a salon worthy pedicure or manicure at home. So it's really, really cool. If you guys want to try Olive and June for yourself, you can visit oliveandjune.com/DWKT and get 20% off of your first system.
That's OliveandJune.com/DWKT. And you get 20% off your first system.
Once again, thank you so much to Olive and June for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. Next, we have something that people have been asking us to cover, which is someone, a content creator. All I know is there's pregnancy involved and it's bad.
Pregnancy and lies.
Oh, those are always two fun things when they're coupled together.
Are they? So we're going back to YouTube, departing from TikTok. And it's a creator named Caroline Constner.
Yet another word that is beating Lily's ass. That name.
You say it.
Constner. I'm going to say it doesn't roll off the tongue. I have to admit that.
Too many consonants in a row.
She's a Leo.
Yeah, actually, isn't that Megan's birthday?
Is her birthday August 4th? Well, this is not a good look for us fellow Leos. Not Megan sharing a birthday with this individual.
And like, I think Megan beats her.
Megan has no affiliation to Caroline Costner.
1178. one. Ooh.
Wait, wait, wait. What is the number on famous birthdays? I don't get it.
It's like ranks who's most popular.
Not Caroline being ranked 7,106 and Megan is, oh, Megan, I'm so sorry. Megan's gonna kill us for this.
Well, no, we have to look at ours.
What's hers? 11,000th? Oh yeah, we gotta be, oh no. Oh.
Why?
Caroline beat you. Oh, Caroline beat you.
I bet you you're high up.
No, I bet you I'm not. Megan, we're right. We're neck and neck, girl. We're neck and neck. Honestly, what even is this ranking system anyway? Am I right? Megan, you and I mean, we know who we are, right? We don't need famous birthdays to tell us.
This is so a tangent.
I know. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. And honestly, Caroline, I'm sure you deserve your spot, girl. Like, we did not need to do this. I just thought you were Leo. It snowballed. I apologize.
You might feel differently after we finish the story. Trigger warning before we start. If you're adverse to people faking pregnancies and faking a bunch of stuff that are actual real issues for other people.
And faking loss. Of pregnancy.
Yeah. Trigger warning. Because yeah. That all happens. But anyway, Caroline, she is a sketch comedy and song parody video creator on YouTube who racked up more than 1 million subscribers for her self-titled channel. And she has 330,000 followers on Instagram.
Song parody? Is that like that? What's that one channel that he like ended up moving to Asia?
Bart Baker.
Yes. Thank you for knowing that.
I haven't thought about him in a long time, but yeah.
Okay,
see,
so that's
when
the genre.
Song parody, my mind goes to like Weird Al, not Bart Baker. But yes, that is a good example.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so I've never heard of her before. So she posts one day that she's pregnant.
Okay, that test looks weird to me.
Too distinctive a line.
I understand the two bold lines is a thing, but it looks weird and fake to me. Like it's like two like almost Photoshop lines.
Or it kind of looks like she took like a pen and like...
It doesn't. It looks like the dye from the test. But like, for instance, if she was super pregnant, it would like one of the lines would be dimmer than the other. And if she wasn't that pregnant, one of the lines would be dimmer than the other. Like, it's very rare that they're both going to be perfectly...
Usually I feel like people have to take like five of them to make sure.
Oh, you don't want to see my archive, honey. I have like... You know what? I'll show you guys. I have like 50 tests. Like literally every time I've been pregnant, it's just been like 1,000 tests to see the progression. It's insane. So this is kind of rare for them to both be the same.
Because you couldn't tell or just because you were like in denial?
With Noah, I think I was in denial. Then with Amelie, I had a miscarriage. So I was like, oh my God, like I need to make sure the line's still dark. But that doesn't make any sense because when I had the miscarriage, it was dark. So like it didn't make any sense, but I just, in my head, it made me feel better. So I did it. But it's just rare that you get them this dark and perfect looking. I don't know. Just to know.
No. I feel that's a good observation.
Oh shit.
I'm good, guys. I'm actually so good.
I want to have a kid. I just don't think I can have a fucking kid right now. And I really want a kid. I do want a fucking kid. And I'm not being stupid. I'm not being like, oh, well, you're young. You don't really know what it's like. You have so much life to live. Fuck you! I'm having a baby. Like, I'm having the baby. It's not like I'm not. It's not like I'm getting rid of it. It's like I'm having the baby. I'm going to have a baby.
It's giving HRH, but okay.
But it's also giving, like, good acting.
Because it's... Oh, okay.
With the spoiler alert, that seemed pretty legit.
Yeah.
So then I guess she continues to post, like, her progress of the pregnancy.
I had surgeries just to get stuff removed. So, like, my fertility's always been kind of weird. I'm pregnant, and if there's any kind of, like, surgical intervention, I could really fuck up my fertility. Like I might not be able to have a kid again. And then the other thing is that if I have this kid, it's very likely that I won't be able to have another one.
So it's basically like if she got an abortion this time, she might not be able to have one in the future.
I think that surgical intervention doesn't necessarily just mean an abortion. I think that she could mean maybe even a C-section or something could fuck something up
up. I think that applies too. But also then she goes on to say if I had the kid.
Oh yeah, it could have gone either way. But to me, yeah. I think that you don't know that. There's people that have children and for some reason, and nobody can explain it, that fixes quote unquote their fertility issues. They can automatically like get pregnant after that. And it's weird and it doesn't make sense.
For sure, but I think she's more presenting it as like, that's, I guess, what doctors have led her to believe.
Maybe. And I'm starting to get pissed because you've hinted that this is all a lie, yeah. But it's like fertility issues are such a real thing that so many people fucking struggle with that this is like diabolical.
Like, if that's true, it's very fucked that she would be using Beyond. That as like a way to perpetuate this yeah. lie, which it is a lie. It's like acting like she's being vulnerable and sharing this like right. really personal.
Nothing of this is funny. And like it doesn't seem like she's doing a sketch or like that. It's like very animated or in a way that would be funny to someone. In fact, it's like she's trying to tune into the most vulnerable thing a human
yeah.
can experience. Like that's just bizarre to me.
So then she continues to literally document and share her pregnancy.
What the fuck? No, you're joking. Wait. Oh my God, she's going through the... What the fuck? So she's showing herself over, I think now, what was the latest one? 27 weeks pregnant, which is pretty fucking pregnant. That is an insane amount of time to fake something. I thought it was like, I'm pregnant. Just kidding. No, I'm not. This is insane. No.
Also, it's one of those things that I feel like we've talked about before with like, when people lie like this and they just keep like adding to the lie, I'm like, what's the end game here?
Right.
Like,
where does it end?
And then when you see where it does end, it's like, oh, what? I'm always kind of like, how is that person going to finally like confront their lie? But it seems like she doesn't really have much of a problem doing that, which oh boy. Is weird.
I'm currently in my second trimester. And let me tell you something. Being pregnant is exactly what they say it is.
Oh, is it?
Pretty awful. It's very overwhelming to be 20 and pregnant because I'm around other 20-year-olds that are like, I don't even know what I'm like doing right now. Like, I don't even know who I am or what I want in life. And I'm just like, that sounds tough. Me personally, I'm about to throw out 18 years of my life doing the most selfish thing one could possibly do. It's really interesting thinking about coming back to YouTube with an announcement like this. Because I've been gone for so long. I started this channel when I was 15. A lot of you have been following me since I was 15 years old. And not that much time has gone by. And I'm already on to discovering new life. YouTube is not taken seriously. YouTubers are not taken seriously. That's a
really I wonder why.
Right in the prospect. You have a 15-year-old and have the ability to just influence millions of people is absolutely ridiculous and so dangerous. But now, as I get older and I start to really think about my place in this world, I wonder, what should I do with my influence? It's hard to express
obviously
the feelings that I'm experiencing right now because there's so much fear and anxiety that is totally reasonable. Guys, stay tuned. Because I'm gonna be having a baby very soon. I slapped this video together just to let you all know where I've been for the past few months. And
sorry that I didn't know this ahead of time, but it was just like one video where she is like chronicling
announcing all of this.
But she had been gone for a while leading up to it. And so this is what she claims
right.
She claims this is the reason she was gone.
Where I'm going to be in the coming months. And I really hope that I can take you on this journey with me. Thank you guys for staying here with me and being here with me and hopefully supporting me in the future. So stay tuned, guys.
So then she posts a video that says, I lost the baby.
You're fucking lying. You're joking right now.
This thumbnail? What is this?
I'm sorry. I'm actually fuming. I'm fuming right now.
Lose your shit.
Oh, she magically walks in not pregnant.
Okay, guys, I lost the baby and I don't know exactly where I put it. It has to be around here somewhere.
No, I am not pregnant. And I'm sure some of you are shocked. I'm sure some of you are not surprised at all. I'm sure some of you don't care. But some of you might be asking. When you're a content creator, the line between entertainment and reality is very blurred. Your audience will become very attached to an abstraction of yourself. And the odd thing is that this connection can become very personally meaningful to the viewers, whilst not being personally meaningful to the creator itself.
Clearly!
Your attention is monetarily valuable to me. And unless you have some narcissistic tendencies, which a lot of us do, the experience of having a parasocial relationship with your audience can be very uncomfortable. I'll give you an example. When I was 15 and I first started making content, I had a lot of people threaten to every day. And if you could imagine, this was not fun. And the problem with this, beyond the obvious, is that there's no meaningful way to respond to this interaction. The offender has anonymity, and in some way, so do I. So I'm not treating them like a real person. They're not treating me like a real person. You're not real.
Yes, though. People are real that are watching.
Yeah, I was about to say, the people that are sending you even the worst of the fucking worst, although the sentiment may be rooted in something that you may not deem as like a real thing in your life or something that you recognize as meaningful in any way, that is still a person that is talking to you in a certain way. Now, you can close yourself off to certain things. I have done that many times where I say, I am not like with Twitter. I'm not doing that. I'm not allowing myself to exist in that space for reasons that protect me and my mental health. But those people are real people. And when you are talking, you're affecting real people. When you're talking about your fertility, saying you're pregnant, people are very invested in that.
Like, she contradicts herself because she just said that. She just was like, people become really invested in you personally. But then 2 seconds later, she's like, but they're not real.
Doesn't it feel fucking real now that everyone's upset? Right? I bet.
The like, fact that it's real. Would recognize that there is that parasocial element to the relationship between a creator and their followers, and then like totally just take complete advantage of it. And like, I think it's just weird.
Yeah, my question is she doing some sort of social experiment? Well, what is she doing here?
Joke. Not treating me like a real person. You're not real. Better. And I'm not real, and none of this is real, and yet the effect that we have on each other is still very real. I will present myself on the internet because I want to desperately be seen and to connect to other people. And a lot of you come on the internet, a lot of you will engage on the internet because you want to be seen. And because you desperately want to connect to someone. I lied about being pregnant as a joke. And the joke is not that pregnancy under strenuous circumstances is funny. The joke is not that the audience was gullible enough to believe that I was pregnant. The joke is you connected to something that wasn't real. And I have become something that...
Ma'am, do you know what a joke is? Because that what you just described is not a joke.
No, I feel like this is like some weird, sick, twisted way to take advantage of people's trust and humanity. It's like, we lose so much humanity online already. When you experience it, it's a beautiful thing. It's not something that we should take advantage of and exploit in this way. I just find this a very weird thing.
And that's exactly what I said. She took the parasocial relationship that she's very much aware exists and then just like decided to say like, fuck all of you.
It's pretty tricky because I have had a lot of people, especially because I have experienced a miscarriage. I have had people quite literally, I mean, I know it's through a screen, but like carry me through that mentally, you know, sharing their own loss, sharing a lot of coping mechanisms that helped them. It was like a light at the end of the tunnel and it helped me a lot. So I understand that parasocial relationships can be tricky, but they can be very real too. They can have real effects on people, and to just take advantage of it in this way is really kind of cruel.
Exactly. And even to that point, like, people did share their personal stories and they were vulnerable with you, so I'm sure that people probably were reaching out and opening up to her to like be supportive, and then to find out that she just was like fucking with you.
Look at the fucking statistics on fertility and loss of pregnancy. So many women have experienced this, a lot of them in silence.
People used to get mad at people that did like the I'm pregnant for a day, where it's
because
like,
it's really triggering for a lot of people, you know. Losing a child or losing a pregnancy, it's really one of the worst things that people can go through. It's like such
I'm not even saying that shouldn't upset people, but it's like they get upset at that. What did you think was going to happen with this?
Like, I'm waiting for this to become the joke, but it's I don't see how it could ever, like, even if she did describe how she thought it was funny, it wouldn't be.
Again, I don't think she knows what
it is. You felt sorry for me.
It's funny. Not like funny, haha, funny, weird. No, it's not even funny, weird. There's no funny at all.
This connection over and over again. And we don't really find it until now when you subscribe to my Patreon.
No. No.
Thoughts, comments, concerns?
No.
Yep.
No. Uh-huh. She can't.
Honestly,
no, that can't
be
real.
It comes down to like she tries to say that she was like weeding out the people that don't care about her. Well, literally, it's the dumbest.
Fuck I'm off. Like, sorry. I'm sorry. I already think that like a Patreon can be tricky territory with people in general. Like, I feel like it's great to support creators and stuff. I'm subscribed to a few Patreons. But to think that you would use this to promote your Patreon is the weirdest fucking, like, that can't have been her intention from the start. It had to have been something she developed as she went on.
It kind of seems like it was.
Honestly, all I could think of is like, you're 20 something weeks. That's a stillborn loss. You know what I mean? Like, that's an insane fucking thought process to go through to promote your Patreon. I think of like the people who supported her and were happy for her and that have experienced loss themselves, who saw that thumbnail that said like, I lost the baby, and their heart just fucking sunk. It's you know disgusting. What I mean? That is, I just, wow.
I wanted to come back to YouTube and explained to everyone why I had been gone and what had happened to me in that time that made me want to come back. But some of you in my audience are pretty weird, and I don't blame any of you. You know, you can't help being weird, but I didn't think that it would be healthy for me to expose myself like that.
Want to know what would be healthy, though? Faking an entire fucking pregnancy and then being like, ha, I just can't. What, literally, what the fuck are you on?
I think you're the weird one, girly. Like, what do you mean your audience is weird?
To all of you. And that's why I decided to keep a lot of my more sensitive information behind a paywall, where I would hope some of the audience would be more intentional with how they interact with me, because now it costs money to do so.
I would love to know what her like lowest tier is. It's probably like $5. Like, you really think that
we can't break the wall?
I saw people talking about it. They're like, you think weirdos won't pay for content? Are you kidding?
What is this weeding out process? She's like implying that the people that were weird would be the ones that were compassionate and like believed the pregnancy and were very invested and said like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. Those are the weird people?
No, I don't think so. I think that more related to like saying earlier that like people said they want, she should be our worders. I don't know. But if you're going to weed out and get only the people that really care about you, and then you're just going to totally fuck with them, what's your logic there?
I have to just think, like, maybe she doesn't know how the internet works. Like, being a woman on the internet fucking sucks. Hi, welcome to the club. Being told that you deserve to be R-worded is definitely not the people that are compassionate towards her pregnancy, or like people that would have been weeded out by that process, or like, any of the sort. They're probably people that come in and never see your videos again. They're just assholes.
723 is her lowest tier.
Her Patreon looks like it sucks. Sorry, not that sorry.
She doesn't
know
how to spell guaranteed, so.
No, the visuals. I'm just talking strictly visual.
But she also doesn't know how to spell guaranteed.
Not surprising. Lowest, 723. Highest, 300. Do not sub to this tier. You get nothing is the tier name.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
$300.22. Has she responded since people were obviously like, what the fuck is wrong with
not
you?
Sure. What better way to return to YouTube? What more ceremonious way to return to YouTube than by bringing back the advice videos? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. not Dr. Caroline is back in the building.
Now, like I said before, the comment section of this video seems to be pretty mixed. I mean, the top comment, which, I mean, it's a bit of a cheat because it's pinned, so it has to be the top comment, but it says, if you're Mata Caroline, then you must be new here.
10,000 likes. Pregnancy stuff is not, I don't connect with that because I'm not trying to have a baby. But even I think that that is the most fucked up, weird, not funny joke, quote unquote. Like, who?
It goes back to what we said. What is the joke? The punchline's not hitting. You started a Patreon, it misses. Like, I don't really feel like that's very funny. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense for people to be like, oh, you must not know her jokes, her humor. I've seen people say like, this is her dark humor. And that doesn't really make sense to me. Fully faking a pregnant belly, saying you had fertility issues.
Even just from like a factual standpoint, this is not a joke. This is a social experiment.
No.
Social experiments aren't always good. So
no, I think they're always bad.
Social experiments at least are supposed to give good, like useful commentary and like some kind of commentary.
Just Ashley inside of a fucking mall and putting everyone in danger.
Sometimes they point out things that it's like commentary and like how people should self-reflect on like why they believe a certain thing. This is just like, you're mad because they believed you, but you're also not mad because you wanted them to believe you so then you could figure out who was going to subscribe to your...
No, it doesn't make any sense. And she's extremely condescending and pretentious and completely, I don't know if she apologized after this, but completely at this point, everything I've seen, not willing to acknowledge the literal pain that she could have caused someone. There is so many triggers. I mean, as a woman, like, especially like when I had my miscarriage, I felt like, why the fuck does my body not work? You know, it's a whole thing.
And
your body works whether or not you bear children.
Aspect of it, how like she wasn't going to be able to get pregnant again.
And she even like explored the options of abortion and all this stuff. It's like, What is wrong with you? That's not funny. I don't know what she hoped to get from here. She thought everyone was going to be like, oh my God, you kind of slayed this. I'm going to subscribe for $300 a month.
Yeah, someone said this was a pretty fucking weird move, bro. My heart actually skipped a beat when I read the title of this video because I immediately felt your pain after seeing your emotional announcement last week. To learn this was all a promotional stunt really leaves me speechless. I'm a father and losing a baby is one of the most dreadful experiences I could imagine.
It is. You have zero idea what a lonely, horrific experience that is. From the moment that you're in an office, I mean, it depends on how you find out. I found out in a fucking office where other people were there, like, happily pregnant. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what people fucking go through. This is such an insane thing to fake when other people, like, someone watching that video was having a miscarriage or had just lost a baby or lost a baby in their life. Like, this is sick.
Someone said, ironically, all those defending this are the parasocial fans. All those that pay for the Patreon are the parasocial fans. This completely missed its mark. This was just a bad publicity stunt.
Absolutely.
A terrible publicity stunt.
You didn't weed out anybody. You attracted all the people that would be weird and defend you for this weird shit to you. I think that people could absolutely have conversations on parasocial relationships. We do it all the time on this channel. But to sit there and like exploit a parasocial relationship and then also think that the people that are defending you are somehow not parasocial at all and they're just like very slay for like you subscribing to your Patreon.
Subscribe to your Patreon. So like that's another
a benefit from the parasocial relationship.
Exactly. And like there's like live chats and blah, blah. Like you're literally inviting people in to have more of a parasocial relationship while in the same breath condemning it.
And acting like some pompous asshole during it and just being like, oh, you guys are just like so into everything I say and it's not real. It's like, okay. I understand parasocial relationships can get weird, but I don't want to see a day where compassion leaves the internet.
That's the thing is she's confusing parasocial relationships and just like being a kind person. Like
a human.
Yeah.
A human who saw something and when I comment on something with compassion, I don't think I'm that person's best friend.
No.
I may have a shared experience with them. I may say like, I support you. I think you're great. I think you're strong, whatever. I'm not going to talk to that person. I know they're not coming to my house tomorrow. Like some of us are just adults that are wishing someone well.
Yeah, no. It seems like she doesn't comprehend that, which is concerning.
Well, she is very young. Didn't she say she was 20?
Yeah.
She obviously doesn't understand that. She obviously thinks that anybody who leaves a nice comment or is like, oh my God, you're pregnant. You may be confused. I know you're young, but you can do this. Like whatever the fuck people are saying.
Like, do you think they want something out of it? Like some people are just saying congratulations.
She's like, but if you do want something out of it, you can pay me $300 a month and get it.
Literally.
It's like, what? How did this work in your head? I don't know what she really thought she was doing, but this to me, I mean, not that I knew her before, but I was like, she's done in my book. I mean, I don't care what she's ranked on famous birthdays. She's out.
I was going to say, circling back to famous birthdays, told her that you thought she deserved her spot. No, wrong. I think she should be behind Megan.
I have to agree with that.
Anyway, that's it.
Wow. This fucking episode. What a ride.
It was a journey.
I cannot.
I almost wish we just stopped after the time travel. Maybe he can help us time travel back and we can take it
Maybe
back.
He can. I am sending you my We Love the Internet. And it's in honor of our last episode because in our first topic, we talked about clean girl aesthetic and how it makes us feel like we're inferior and goblins. So this really quick TikTok kind of emphasizes that and also captures my essence somehow.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to make us feel bad.
Oh no, girly. It's one of us. Oh, she could, it. They love could it. Come hang out with
one
us right
us.
Now. Yeah.
One of, oh my God.
Hell yeah, sister.
This is literally our friendship.
Guys, if you're listening and you didn't see it, it's them watching a show. They're eating pizza and she's raising the volume with her big toe, which if you didn't know, I have a very talented big toe. Both are actually pretty talented.
You know, actually, I'm thinking about it now. I was saying earlier, I wear socks all the time. I guess I don't do as much stuff with my feet, but I used to always like big, like picking things up with my feet so I don't have to bend down.
Both my kids inherited my talents and I'm so proud of them. Honestly, Noah has grabbed an entire Oreo bag with his toes. And honestly, it's an amazing talent to have. I can do pretty much anything with my toes. It's like, it's just an extension of my hands, really.
The pizza specifically just brought me back to college. Me and my friend Alyssa, on Sundays, I'd go to her apartment and we would order, I don't know if they still have it, the Pizza Hut, like $10 box. It's definitely not girly. $10.
They do, but I don't think it's $10.
Yeah, $30 now.
And it's like significantly worse than the rest of their pizza. They've been shitting on that box for a while.
It used to be great because it was like a little pan pizza and then it came with breadsticks.
And the pasta and the breadsticks.
And the cinnamon.
Oh, they do pasta too.
Oh, we never got pasta. This might have been I don't think they had pasta yet. We'd usually get double cinnamon sticks and then
hell yeah.
The pizza and we'd get at least one, but sometimes two. Also, on some days when we were feeling crazy, we'd...
That reminds me of our pumpkin carving when we ordered my specialty pizza.
When you made me start liking pineapple.
I think the special recipe, it was like my brother invented it when he was high, I'm pretty sure. It was triple cheese, Alfredo sauce, double Alfredo sauce instead of regular.
I was gonna say, instead of tomato sauce or marinara sauce, it was Alfredo sauce.
Delicious. Which is a little much. It was Alfredo sauce instead of tomato sauce, double cheese, and triple pineapple. That was the pizza. And when I tell you, if you're high and you eat that, you will shit your pants literally and figuratively and just like emotionally. Oh my God, glorious.
Well, we always used to, like, every time we hung out, we would order pizza. The pineapple, like, I never before then had ever entertained that idea. And the Alfredo sauce was a bit much.
I understand.
But it didn't introduce it to me. So then I tried the pineapple with just normal sauce. And
okay, pineapple belongs on pizza. If you don't agree, unsubscribe from this channel and I'm over it. I don't want to hear your comments.
I think a lot of the people that say it doesn't haven't tried it because they're just like, that's too sweet. It doesn't make sense. But the whole thing is that the cheese cuts the...
It's not about the sweetness. Alex is a huge pineapple on pizza hater. He says it's the warm pineapple. He can't deal with the warmness of the pineapple. And I'm like, get over it. Are you a child?
I do understand that. I'm a big texture girly, but for some reason it works. I don't know.
I will not be accepting differing opinions on this episode. So just delete your comment. I know you were typing it out. Delete it. I don't want to read it.
This is not a FaceTime call. We don't want your input. Right, here's a good one. Shockingly, it's a dog. This is something Max would do, I feel like.
Odin, what are you doing? Maybe. Why are you standing in the kitty bed? Maybe. Is it because the kitty is in your bed? Huh? Is that it?
Oh no! Someone moved that cat. Oh my God, poor thing.
Oh, buddy.
Dogs are angels. They just adapt to the most insane circumstances. I love them so much.
Oh my God, not there being a comment that says, stand up for him. Teach the cat to go to his bed. Bad owner.
Oh my God. Okay, it's just a cute moment. Like, it could have been just a second. She could have done that after. I mean, Jesus, the internet. Anyway, that was very cute.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's where we'll leave you guys. I hope you enjoyed. I am literally sweating buckets, so I gotta go.
I hope you can't see like pit stains in this because they're there.
But anyway, hope you guys had a wonderful week, and yeah, we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.